Sir Lewis, The Definitive Biography by Michael E. Sawyer. Read by Shane David Joseph.
This audiobook is dedicated to my parents, Teresa and Ernest Sawyer, who taught me to love sports and, more importantly, to understand that heroes are not defined by wins and losses. For all the kids out there who dream the impossible, Lewis Hamilton. Introduction. Met Gala, Metropolitan Museum of Art, New York, New York, September 13th, 2021. Lewis Hamilton entered the Met Gala in a custom-made suit, looking none the worse for almost being killed on a legendary racetrack on a beautiful fall day in Italy. It may seem strange to open an audiobook about a Formula One race car driver from Great Britain with an event in New York City that has become the fashion world's equivalent of the Oscars. Like all of these types of events, the Met Gala is a who's who of celebrities, fashion industry elites, and global socialites. They convene annually to pose for the cameras and see who wears what from whom. In 2021, the event had been moved from its usual time on the first Monday in May to the 13th of September because of the COVID-19 pandemic, which had cancelled the event in 2020. The 2021 soiree was necessarily smaller than usual, featuring sanitary precautions that didn't necessarily lend themselves to fashion. But the world had adapted, and the show had to go on. Lewis Hamilton was there. The fact that he had been in Italy the day before probably didn't make him unique among a guest list for whom the limitations of commercial flight schedules are not a concern. The fact that he was working on Sunday likely set him apart from some. But driven people often work weekends. The fact that his job on that particular Sunday was driving an open-wheel race car at an average speed of 200 miles per hour in Monza put him in a class with only 20 other people in the world. But Lewis Hamilton was the only one at the Metropolitan Museum of Art who was almost killed at work the day before. The 2021 Formula One Heineken Grand Prix Premio d'Italia was held at the Autodromo Nazionale Monza. Just uttering Monza in a group of F1 fans is enough to get them to reminisce about their favourite race or the incredible speeds cars record on that famed circuit. In 2023, a Formula One car was clocked at 223.1 miles per hour at the end of the main straight at Monza, a record for this type of vehicle. Just to offer some perspective, at 220 miles per hour, the 95 miles from Manhattan to Philadelphia on the aptly named Interstate 95 South would take you a searing 26 minutes, give or take a few seconds. Hamilton was in the midst of a season that had major implications for the sport as a whole. Lewis won his seventh world title in 2020 and came into the 2021 season with the intent of becoming the only driver to have won 8 world drivers' titles. His closest rival, Max Verstappen, a Dutch wunderkind competing for Red Bull Racing, was fighting for his first title, and after a win at his home race for the previous week, came to Monza with a 3-point lead over Lewis. A series of botched pit stops for the two top competitors, 22 or so laps into the 53-lap event, caused Lewis and Max to find themselves next to each other on the track. As the drivers hurtled side by side toward turn 2 at Monza, things got ugly. Max refused to back out of the turn, though Lewis was clearly leading the way into what is called the racing line, the route that allows drivers to take turns as quickly as possible before reaching the limits of grip. Max went over a curb and made contact with Hamilton's car, sending his own car airborne, and it landed on top of Hamilton's. If not for the recent addition of a titanium halo that protects the head of the driver, Hamilton might have had his head separated from his body on this sunny afternoon outside of Bologna. The relationship between the drivers was not helped by Verstappen's behaviour during the incident. Max accelerated, causing the wheel to spin dangerously just centimetres from Lewis's head. After the Dutchman exited his car, he didn't bother to look at Hamilton to see if he was alive. Instead, Max was heard on the radio to his team saying, "That's what you get when you don't leave the space." What Verstappen called Hamilton during this broadcast has been censored into oblivion. Max had found himself on the wrong side of both racist and ableist language in the past, a practice that had been largely ignored by the Fédération Internationale de l'Automobile, FIA, the governing body of the sport. During the 2020 season, after the Mongolian government had penned a scathing letter denouncing Verstappen's use of the word Mongol as an insult, Jake Boxall-Legg of Autosport.com wrote an article called "Why Do Verstappen's